Approximately half of the fur coats made in the United States come from the animals that were born, bred, and raised in captivity on fur farms. Animals on fur farms live in tiny cages and as a result suffer numerous physical and behavioral abnormalities induced by the stress of caging conditions. A typical fur farm consists of rows of hundreds of cages in open view of each other and often exposed to the bitter cold, rain, snow, and sun. The animals are fed a mixture of ground-up animal remains. As a result of these conditions, animals on fur farms suffer from numerous diseases like Aleutian disease, viral enteritis, pneumonia, and bladder and urinary ailments. Many animals have fleas, ticks, lice, or mites living in their fur. Some fur-bearing animals are trapped from the wild rather than being raised on fur farms. Animals caught in traps suffer excruciating pain for days before they die or are killed by a trapper. Animals in traps struggle to free themselves, causing even more injury. Some animals suffer enough to chew off their trapped limb in an effort to relieve the pain. Traps set in the wild are indiscriminate, and many non-target animals have no economic value for the trapper. Trappers have reported that up to 10 non-target animals are caught in a trap for every target animal. After months of living on fur farms, or after being caught from the wild, fur-bearing animals are murdered using inhumane and barbaric methods, including anal and vaginal electrocution, gassing, clubbing, neck-breaking, or chemical injection. Fur farmers are often motivated by the desire to save money, and thus employ methods that are inexpensive and quick, without regard to the suffering of animals. 40 million animals every year are subjected to the conditions on fur farms or the pain of traps for the sake of vanity, profit, and greed. On Saturday, December 16th, 42 people were arrested after a lockdown at two entrances to the Neiman Marcus store on Union Square, San Francisco's posh shopping district. More than two dozen activists were locked down at the main entrance, while another half dozen blocked a side entrance. There were around 50 demonstrators to support the direct action. I spoke with two members of the Coalition to Abolish the Fur Trade. They explained the reasons for the demonstration.
Well, basically, we're here trying to let consumers know and let Neiman Marcus know that we're not willing to sit idly by and do nothing while millions of innocent animals are trapped, murdered, anally electrocuted, gassed, have their necks broken for frivolous luxury products that no one needs. They're just basically disgusting symbols of wealth. Neiman Marcus sells, you know, fur trim, full-length fur coats, fur stoles, you know, pretty much anything. They really have no morals, no ethics about what they'll sell. If there's a demand, if people are willing to buy it, Neiman Marcus will sell it no matter who it hurts, no matter who's harmed. Their only objective is money, and they're willing to pursue their goal and at the expense of every other living creature on Earth.
Because it's the most effective way to convince people that if people are willing to risk their freedom to help animals, then maybe it's worth paying attention to. These guys are risking jail time just to help these animals out. That's how brutal the conditions are where the animals are.
When I arrived on the scene, seven people had already been taken into custody, unable to secure their lockdown devices. Police used pain compliance holds on these demonstrators.
Well, I've got documented here. I saw a thumb lock, chicken wing, dragged away. I saw a knee in the back. I've seen arms twisted.
Many shoppers, frustrated by the protest, were directed to an emergency exit where they were escorted into the store by police.
Excuse me. How do I get in the store? I have to pick something up.
She could be not buying fur.
Yeah, she could respect the boycott today.
One man was led away from the protest in handcuffs and was bleeding from his mouth.
I did nothing, they just tried to kill me.
Who?
These officers choked me to the point of passing out.
Why?
They're going to kill me in custody. So please call my mother when I'm dead because they're going to kill me.
Just telling you, don't interfere.
They're going to kill me.
He was told by an officer that he had hit him, and he didn't hit him, and he immediately got thrown on the ground and was taken
from the demonstration.
Yes. He was, yes.
He was.
They pushed me too, and I didn't touch him at all.
Really?
Mm-hmm. They pushed me down. I said, get my hands off me.
His face was bleeding from his mouth.
Yeah, well,
he was unconscious for a few seconds because they choked him.
They choked him.
They choked him. Officer
just
1657 choked him until he passed out for a few seconds.
Wow.
That's why they called the ambulance in to check him out afterwards.
After more than 2 hours, police, with the aid of fire department officials, brought in dollies to lift the protesters onto and wheel them away from the entrances. Several demonstrators were upset with the force used to accomplish this.
These are nonviolent protesters protesting the killing of innocent animals. Ladies and gentlemen, boycott Neiman Marcus. They killed thousands of animals for their fur coats. These animals are raised on factory farms in cages their entire life. When they're finally ripped out, they're suffocated, drowned, gassed, their necks are broken, they're anally and genitally electrocuted.
Now a man's being grabbed. I see a man yelling in pain.
Pull his hair!
Once the activists were wheeled away, they were fenced in with barricades away from their supporters. The entrances were reopened, allowing shoppers to once again access Neiman Marcus. Reporting from San Francisco's Union Square, this is the V-Man for Free Radio Santa Cruz.
Stop right there!
Boycott Neiman Marcus!